Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Reese, what the fuck are we talking about?
We are talking, it is Black History Month, and we should do a story that talks a little bit about a kick-ass African-Canadian story. So we're going to learn all about a man named Stanley Grizzle.
Ooh, that's a fucking cool
name. And I know you like cool names. Stanley Grizzle is a cool name.
That's a fucking cool name.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese, and with me is the very low quality audio Jesse Harvey.
I fucking asked you if this quality was okay. You said it was good. Oh, you son of a bitch. I knew it yeah. Didn't sound good. Oh, why did you lie to me? We did an entire episode with me using this setup. Fuck. Oh, god damn it.
Okay. Do you want to do STD zone? What are you up to, Jesse?
Hello, puppy. Oh, good to know. I'm saying hi.
Great, he's being distracted by puppies while they're trying to learn about Canadian politics.
You don't want to say hi? Do you want to come be pet? Come here. Come say hello. Okay, you're protecting your place. I get it. I respect that. There you go. Okay, bye-bye. Sorry. Hi, special friends. Hi, good to see you.
Hi. This is a patrons episode, so if you're listening now, it's going to cut off soon because this is just a preview.
Okay. Sweet. What are you talking about?
Well, we only give them the first like third of the episode if they're free.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So anyway, Jesse, what have you been up to?
I've been in Positano, hiking the path of the gods. It was my birthday on the 21st. Had great dinner and wine and walks and views, and it's just been amazing. And I keep hearing about how fucking horrible it is in Halifax, and couldn't be happier.
It's not that bad. I mean, it has. We've got a huge amount of snow. It's only like -4. So we got a huge amount of snow that was dumped. And what's happened is that huge amount of snow hasn't moved, and now it's going to rain. So all this snow is now going to become solid ice. It'll probably be here till July. So
that's wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's great.
That's cool.
I'm back in Positano right now, and I have to find out when the bus leaves for Sorrento.
Positano,
yeah.
Cool. A commune in Italy. You're in a commune.
It looks
like the movie Luca. It looks like Luca.
It does look like Luca. It's crazy. It's amazing. It's a cliffside town. It's built on the side of a cliff. If you want to get anywhere, you are walking stairs for hours. And it's amazing. It's so fucking insanely beautiful. I'm going to take a picture right now, and I'm going to post it on our special friends chat. There we go. Let's see.
Okay. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards wrote the song Midnight Rambler in the cafes of Positano.
Oh. Is that true? Yeah. You're making this up.
According to Wikipedia, and the talented Mr. Ripley is based on that town as well.
Seriously?
Yep.
All right. It's freaking cool.
But you knew that because you're there, and I'm sure you're not just getting drunk and walking up mountains and rolling back down again.
I mean, kind of close to it, honestly. Not gonna lie. I had a beer before you called. Yeah. So it's great.
Exactly. So anyway, someone's calling me. Jesse, my life is nowhere near as exciting as yours. I haven't done anything like that. Tell you what is exciting is that we've got my kid's got a basketball tournament coming up, and he's excited. He's 9 years old, and he said to me, he was like, "Dad, I've got the tournament coming up. I need you to increase the amount of protein in my diet." I was like, "Okay." So I've just been adding ground beef to all his meals, even like ice cream,
Cheerios in the morning. Yeah,
Cheerios with ground beef. There we go.
I would try
it's
that.
The cheapest,
not
the cheapest
lie,
source of protein. I
would try that. It doesn't sound that bad as long as you don't add milk.
Exactly. So. If you want to enjoy us and support the show and enjoy the rest of the content we have on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring, where we have hours and hours and hours of episodes that you have never heard before and that you can go and enjoy. We also enjoy having fun with our patrons, share links, funny stuff that's going on that we don't necessarily put on our public feeds too. So we hope you will join us there and support the show. But if that's not for you, we'll still be back next week with a free episode.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.